Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. It's Wednesday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, if you can picture this in your mind's eye, it's a building. 27,000 square foot building specializing in online ammunition sales. And in that 27,000 square foot building is 50 million rounds of ammunition constantly kept on hand, constantly being rejuvenated, constantly coming in, constantly going out. They specialize in this particular task, you see. And since they like, you know, they like to keep things moving, they give you some insane prices. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have an update on what's going on in New Jersey as the grassroots begins to fire up. We're going to see if they're, we're going to see how they're doing. Maybe get a little report card out of Tim Knight. He's the one up there stirring things up, the NRA board member who actually specializes more in grassroots stuff because he and Victor Head started it all in Colorado. That's coming up next. We have a problem right now in the United States, and it is a problem that is sort of our making. Over the past century, if you look back over time, there's been two common traits found in all nations that have adopted socialist governing principles. The first is the creation of a privileged governing class. And the second is the abject economic and political failure of those same societies. We're not supposed to have any sort of a governing class here in the United States. That is supposed to be something that never happens. And yet, we have allowed it to happen. Here, we are plunging headfirst into the socialist abyss. And there is an evolution of the privileged governing class, except here, we refer to this as the establishment. And when you're thinking, I'm speaking primarily about the Republicans now, not the Democrats, the Republicans. When I'm thinking establishment, I'm thinking Karl Rove, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, those guys. I'm thinking the guys who think it's a smoking hot idea to run John McCain as a presidential candidate, to run Mitt Romney as a presidential candidate. There's no offices on Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. with a sign that reads the Republican establishment. this is just sort of a way of categorizing all of the like-minded groups with one common interest. And that is, the common interest has nothing to do with you or me. It has to do with the control of the government purse string and the attendant power that it brings with it. The Republican and Democratic political establishments are made up of the following. They have a preponderance of current and retired national office holders whose livelihood, which read that to be re-election for current office holders and lobbying or consulting for retired politicians, requires absolute fealty to the party in order to maintain access to the government largesse. They have the majority of the media elite. Why do they keep going to Lindsey Graham and John McCain? As an example, why do people still interview Karl Rove? As an example, they have academia, which, you know, and the numerous think tanks and the so-called non-governmental organizations and lobbyists who fasten onto those in any administration in Congress for employment and grants and favorable legislation and, of course, ego gratification. They have the reliable, deep-pocket political contributors. And they have the crony capitalists, the leaders of the corporate and financial community, as well as unions whose entities are dependent on or subject to government oversight and or benevolence. With the exception of the Ronald Reagan presidency and the Republican-controlled House of Representatives from 1995 to 1998, the Republican establishment has been content to merely try to slow down big government policies of the Democrats while politically decrying their tax and spend policies. They're not interested in stopping. They're not interested in turning things back. They're just interested in looking like they're doing so. In the meantime, they're very comfortable with reaping the financial and ego-gratifying rewards of this indifference while playing the game with their counterparts in the other branch of the overall governing class. You know, they always refer to each other as my friends. I'll give you an example. When Obamacare was upheld in the Supreme Court, the Republicans got out there and said, "I can't believe it. What an outrage." And at the same time, they're going, "Wow, dodged a bullet." Because then they had nothing on deck because they're too busy not doing anything. But in contrast to the stability of the Republican establishment, though, over the past 10 years, there has been an evolution in the power base of the Democratic equivalent, an evolution that is either willfully ignored or unseen by the oblivious Republican establishment. The Democratic branch of the governing class started to come into flower during the days of FDR, and it is... They're using all the Marxist tenets they have available to them to seize all political and societal power, including financial. And their plan is to permanently relegate the Republican Party to the back of the bus. And the GOP acts as if nothing is going on between them and their friends. And the true nature of this Republican establishment has been exposed in all of its glory by the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement showed exactly how the Republican establishment regards conservatism, if you will. Without the Tea Party, the Republicans would not have taken the strides they did in 2010 and then complete control of the Congress in 2014 without the help of the Tea Party types. However, the Republican elites downplay this contribution and this need that they have. So, here's what the Republicans have put in place for themselves if they continue down this path. One, the country will die. The country will die as it is. A republic will die. We will probably have a revolution of some sort because Congress will take us that way. They will put us in a position where we feel like we have no other choice. Two, the Republicans are going to be doomed themselves. Because very shortly, the conservatives are going to turn on them. You know, everybody's wanting a third party. They want to create this. They want to create that. It would not take that many numbers. And it's going to be very hard for the GOP to win a general election when they keep sticking people like McCain and Romney out front and saying, "This is our guy." Locally, yeah, we can control Congress. We can control the Senate, the House, and everything else. But when we have to put a chief executive out there, it's going to take a massive coalescence, and it's going to take the electorate to do it across the country, and continuing to put up the same old hogwash is not going to cut it. So the Republican, there's one of two things that's going to happen here. The Republican Party is either going to sink and drown, and as it goes the rest of the country, because there will be no will to stand up to the Marxists in government. That will have to come from me and you. That means we have to load up, we have to lube up, we have to plate up, and then we have to get ready to go, and we have to suck it up. Or the Republicans could actually take one for the nation. They need to take one for the nation. They need to stop worrying about the part-time job and the nice clothes. And this is what they need to do. And the only ones that can make them do that is going to be me and you. That's going to be what it takes. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. I'll get it right. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, they have this one little policy. If it's on the website, it's in stock. I can only imagine, they must have, their webmaster must be like a superhuman, because that means he's constantly having to monitor all of the inventory, as do they, as do Seth and Dan and Scott, because they've constantly got it coming in to replace what's going out, because they have to maintain that 50 million rounds. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I don't know what the emergency was. I'm hearing about this disaster relief for Trenton, New Jersey. Okay? There's this story out there right now where a North Carolina man took his crew to New Jersey to help with disaster relief, and he's now facing felony charges for taking common sense steps to protect his team of tower climbers. They specialize in mobile phone tower climbing, which has to be a highly, that's got to be a speciality right there. And because he was from North Carolina, he brought his gun with him. Why does that? New Jersey is East Germany. Don't take your gun if you got to go. I don't plan on going. Now, this guy's name was Brian Fletcher. He mobilized his men to head up to New Jersey. He did what any law-abiding gun owner in North Carolina would do when heading into unknown territory, and would work in just about every other state except for a handful. He took his legally obtained legally obtained missile. He took an ICBM. The mission was disaster relief for Trenton, New Jersey. I don't know what the disaster was. And I don't even understand why mobile phone towers are part of the infrastructure now, to be honest with you, because, you know, the world got along without mobile phones for a very long time. But, you know, that's all beside the point. According to Fletcher, he and his entire team had less than an hour to get their equipment together and proceed north. And if he had done this in any state in the southeast, he would have been perfectly fine taking that gun with him. But on the night of June the 28th, he was waiting in a parking lot with his men and trucks to wait further word on the next tower. A New Jersey police officer pulled up behind his truck and inquired as to what he was doing. Doesn't that seem sort of odd to you? To have a bunch of guys with a bunch of cherry picker trucks and a bunch of other trucks and equipment and all this other stuff, because I'm sure it's not just a bunch of guys in a Vega driving to a tower and climbing it like it's a rock. I'm sure they have equipment. According to Fletcher, they discussed the disaster relief work and so forth. And then Fletcher, a la Shanine Allen, handed over his ID and did what any law-abiding citizen of North Carolina would do, based upon statute 14-415.12 alpha, informed the officer that he had a firearm in his vehicle. Then guess what happened? First of all, if you don't already know this, the state of New Jersey does not recognize any state's right to carry a gun. Any state at all. They don't recognize the New York City permits, which are the truly privileged and elite people of the world. They don't recognize your right to carry a gun in the car or on you. And in New Jersey, it's a Class 2 felony. Fletcher went from disaster relief to having his entire life and livelihood in jeopardy in a matter of seconds. He was arrested and charged with carrying a firearm, and he is currently back in North Carolina following a $25,000 bond. So Fletcher took his team to the armpit of the East Coast at their request and is now facing felony charges for running afoul of their gun laws while attempting to abide by the laws and customs that he knew regarding lawful concealed carry. Now, let me point one thing out to you, and I don't mean to say this to be mean or anything, okay? If you are a gun owner, you should know what's going on in the nation concerning guns. There are various means to find this stuff out. All kinds of resources on the web. All, you know, there's me, there's other shows, you know, there's podcasts galore. We like shooting and, you know, the Polite Society and all of these other ways to get information. If you get out there and do something this dumb, this was dumb. Shanine Allen, I'm willing to give a small degree of doubt to, or small degree of the benefit of the doubt, because She's young, and you know, but at the same time, and I, you know, maybe I need to give Fletcher the same kind of benefit of the doubt. But by now, shouldn't we know? And if you're going to carry a gun, I mean, if you're carrying a gun, isn't it incumbent on you to make sure you're not breaking the law wherever you're going to go? Aren't you the law abiding? Isn't this what this is all about? Now, what have we got? What has Fletcher got? Now, what's the best he can hope for? Because this will proceed, and this is what's going to have to happen in order for him to emerge whole, even though he's back in North Carolina. What North Carolina should do at this point is throw up a wall, tell New Jersey, you're not coming to get the guy, okay? You can do whatever you want to, all right? But we're not going to rely upon the benevolence of Chris Christie. And this would be the perfect time for this to happen, see, because Chris Christie's trying to look pro-gun. So he's going to pardon everybody that runs afoul of his state's laws. And he's taken some executive action, and we'll talk about that in a minute. It doesn't amount to anything. Chris Christie is not our friend as gun owners and gun carriers. The best he can hope for is to get into a pretrial intervention program and a pardon from Chris Christie. That's the best he can hope for. Texas Law Shield can't help him. U.S. Law Shield can't help him. Nobody can help him. Second Call Defense can't help him. Nobody can help him because he did this in New Jersey. And as draconian and as stupid and as backwards and as socialistic and communist and just wrong as these laws and rules are in New Jersey, they are those laws, and you don't break them till you, on your own, breach that border. Nobody's being dragged to New Jersey so they can break the gun laws. This is one of these cases where, you know, this is sort of a... somebody needs to be citing the Commerce Act or the 14th Amendment or something. Because New Jersey has just decided, you know, the rest of the nation be damned. You come in here, and, the attorneys general of various states have tried to sue them. And this is where the gun grabbers stand up and go, states' rights! This is the only time they ever claim states' rights. This is the only time they ever claim states' rights. Because, you know... We can't have reciprocity of concealed carry because these states know what it takes to keep their streets clean. You see. You see? I see. They see. Somebody thinks that they see. If you're going to get on the road with your gun that you have gone through all the hoops to carry, take one more step and find out where you're going, where you're crossing through, and make sure you're not breaking a law. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is this place where, incredibly, they never run low on ammunition. Of course, they do run out from time to time when there is one of those panic buys, but they're one of the last ones to run out because of how much ammo they keep. Now, their Achilles heel is their price. Some of their prices are outrageous. One of the de facto, I know lots of people that still carry HydroShocks. HydroShock for 45, which is normally your most expensive self-defense ammo. You can get a 20-round box for $13. $13! Bulk ammo? Oh, my goodness. 1,000 rounds of 45 caliber, brass-cased, $300. Go duplicate that somewhere. Brass-cased. Not steel-cased, brass-cased. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. 4th of July weekend was, it was less, and it was still bloody. Chicago had a very bloody weekend. They had 47-plus people wounded over the weekend. 9 of the 47 died from their wounds, and, there's a reason they call Chicago Mogadishu on Lake Michigan. The youngest one of them was a 7-year-old who was killed accidentally while his alleged gang leader daddy, was the target. Unsurprisingly, the gang leader daddy refused to cooperate in identifying his son's killer. He decided to abide by the thug culture ethos of no snitching. That was more important to him than the death of his son.
just another weekend highlighting the violent criminal subculture problem, you know, we discuss on a daily basis. Until it is identified and acknowledged and targeted, the criminal glorifying thug culture, unless it's identified as simply that, you can't hope to stop the violent crime that is responsible for so many of the deaths that we see in cities like Chicago from one week to the next. And this is what we should be concentrating on. The daily Chicagos, the daily Baltimores, the daily New Jerseys, the daily New York Cities, anywhere this is going on daily, this is what we should be concentrating on, and not the occasional Charlestons. This is not me being cold to the poor victims of Charleston. This is me pointing out something to you that nobody's going to say that way. The occurrences like Charleston have a lot of common denominators that if any one of them were removed, if the drugs were removed from the shooter, if people could carry guns there, if people would actually take a moment and look around when somebody comes into their midst, people would die less, and I wish to God that would be the case somehow. But in the meantime, all the race baiters stay away from the places where the most black people are getting killed, where the most innocent people are getting killed. And, you know, they're going after the high-value targets like the Charlestons. Now, Chicago police actually have a pretty good idea of what they're dealing with. They just, for some reason, don't. And they did a 2011 analysis, and they found that 90% of the murder victims in the city are men. 76% of the victims have prior arrest records, and the most common ages of killers are 17 to 18 years old. Now, of course, the police superintendent, Jerry McCarthy, whatever he calls himself this week, for him, it's not about the thug culture, the criminal thug culture. It's about the guns. He says, these officers are putting their lives on the line. Does anybody realize what we're talking about here? There are guns. They kill people. It is the fault of the inanimate object. Couldn't possibly be the fault of the criminals. After all, they got the guns, and the guns made them do it. And McCarthy seems to believe that the mere possession of a gun will turn you into a violent killer. Presumably, I guess, through some sort of mind control, through the voices. He said at a conference, he actually said this, it's real simple. Gun possessors are potential murderers. If they don't learn a lesson for carrying the gun, they keep carrying the gun. They get into an argument now. Instead of fighting, they shoot. Do you know how many people I would have killed by now if that were the case? Can you possibly fathom it? Can you possibly fathom you yourself? If you're carrying a gun, how many people do you get an argument with at work and at home and out and about and all this other stuff? And how many people have you managed to kill so far? Probably the same amount as me. Zero. You want to know why? Because I actually have control of myself, which Superintendent Gary Davis or McCarthy, he does not have control of himself. He, when he gets drunk, he likes to shoot out streetlights. That's not control, by the way. That's, you know, that's one of those unforgivable sins when you are, you know, when you wear a badge. And this is a bully with a badge. And he likes to intentionally conflate law-abiding citizens with the violent criminal sociopaths and make them one. This is the same guy who, in 2013, seemed eager to have his officers shoot lawful concealed carriers first and ask for the permits later. How on earth, Chicago? Now, you know what? I'm pretty sure there's some very fine people that live in Chicago. I have no doubt about that because this is America. Some of you are probably too poor to get out of it. I understand that. Some of you could get out of it anytime ever. I mean, anytime that could possibly you wanted to do it. How do you live in a city where the supposed top cop treats mothers and fathers protecting their families with the contempt that he should reserve for the sociopathic repeat offenders? McCarthy is unwilling to publicly identify the problems in his city, much less begin to address them, and he needs to be replaced.
Now, I know you got Rambo, so that's probably not going to happen under his watch, but despite what we did, despite this bloody weekend in Chicago, it was less. It was less than it was last 4th of July. And I, you know, at this particular point, I think a couple of things have to be called into question as far as the way they report certain crimes. I'd like to take a look at that. But, you know, McCarthy, here's the thing. Here's the thing. No matter how many shootings they have in Chicago on any given weekend, 99.9% of them are going to be by criminals on criminals. Self-defense does happen there, just not as often as I would like to see it happen there, which is not to say that I want good people attacked, okay? I would like to see the numbers actually shift to where if that kind of a shift would mean that those incidents would start to go down, as it does all the time. Ask the people of Detroit. They know. They know. The good people of Detroit know. Him getting out there and making the statement that the people that carry guns, if we don't learn the lesson from carrying the gun, which means we should be rounded up and put on a cattle car and shipped off to some gun offense island and treated heinously for, you know, doing what we do naturally, which is defend ourselves. And not defending yourself, by the way, I'm fully beginning to believe that not defending yourself and not wishing to defend yourself and not being willing, not to be willing to defend yourself is a learned behavior. Has to be. It has to be. All animals defend themselves. How many cowardly animals do you see out there? They all defend themselves. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 80 years of retail experience that these young men bring to the table when they're selling and acquiring and purveying ammo. That's how they keep the constant 50 million rounds. That's why they price it to move. And that's why you need to go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Being asked in the chat room, is it a belief or an agenda? I believe it's both. As far as McCarthy is concerned, McCarthy believes that only he and his officers should have guns despite the murder rate that they have in that city. And that's okay. That's just the cost of doing business. That's my belief. I also believe he should be replaced. And the litmus test should be, let's stick a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon in front of him, and if the new candidate won't drink it, then he should replace McCarthy. Just me, you know, just talking. One of the things they try to tell us is that gun ownership and gun sales are going down. How on earth did we have the largest June ever since in the 17 years that they've been doing NICS checks? This past June was the largest June ever as far as NICS checks. 886,825, not counting concealed carry permit background checks. Not counting. I would love to know how many of those happened. The U.S. firearms market, despite what anybody would tell you, is not declining. There may be certain segments of it right now, to a certain degree. The AR-15, market may be somewhat saturated. I don't know how that's possible, simply because of how many people don't own them. You know, if you got 134 million gun owners out there, and there's only what? What do they say? 8, 10 million AR-15s in civilian hands? Which, by the way, is about five times many people owning guns like that than the military fields. To me, that means that's a wide-open market. You just need to get out there and do a little marketing. Maybe sponsor a show, like, I don't know, Lock and Load, I don't know. But all that not being, all that notwithstanding, the firearms market is not declining, it's expanding.
like a, you know, like a NOAA, it's expanding. So when the civilian disarmament industrial complex and the other mouth foamers out there, and believe me, they foam at the mouth if they're thinking about you owning a gun. When they tell you that the, you know, gun ownership is going down, just look at them and say, liar, and just move on. Don't spend a lot of time. Bernie Sanders is out there right now making a lot of waves as the he's going after the what is being termed the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton. And Bernie Sanders is somewhat of an anomaly. He's not 100% against guns. He does have certain guns he doesn't like so-called assault weapons. He doesn't like them. Now, Sanders, though, is being widely quoted on a contention that he could bring us to the middle about gun rights versus gun control. I have... I have some questions about that. For me and the rest of you, you probably are wondering where the middle happens to land. For gun control proponents, including Hillary Clinton, who was quoted by Politico telling a crowd at Dartmouth College last week that we have to take on the gun lobby one more time, the middle is often somewhere between total registration, licensing, and one gun a month schemes, and a total ban on private gun ownership. This is not the middle. And I'm not going there. Sanders reflected what a lot of gun owners believe, that folks who do not like guns are fine, but we have millions of gun owners in this country who are law-abiding citizens. He spoke of a cultural divide that the late Charlton Heston also discussed when he was president of the NRA. And the senator also said, we need a sensible debate about gun control that overcomes the cultural divide in this country. Well, let's throw this out there to the good socialist senator as his starting point. Second Amendment means what it says. It's that individual citizens have a right to keep and bear arms, and this right extends beyond the front porch, and it shall not be infringed. There's your starting point. If there must be licenses to carry, they must be recognized everywhere, regardless of state boundaries, and people should not have to provide a need to get one. Balance that against swift and certain and harsh punishment for committing a violent crime with a gun, murder, armed robbery, rape, or aggravated assault. We expect penalties when, you know, misbehaving with a gun, illegal discharge, property destruction, intimidation with a gun, crack down on the person, leave us alone. If I break the law, crack down on me, leave the rest alone. Those 46 people, 47 people that were shot, 9 of which were killed, the answer, McCarthy, is not disarming law-abiding people. It's going and finding those 47 people that shot those 47 people. That's the answer to that. Go get them, the perpetrators. While you're at it, go get the guys that beat people up with clubs and beat people up with fists and bum rush people. Go get all them. Get all the lawbreakers while you're at it. As part of the middle ground, there can be no ban on specific classes of firearms. That can't even be part of the discussion. If you don't like the ugly semi-automatic black rifles, don't buy one, don't have one. If you don't like the semi-automatic handguns, don't own one. Don't own one, but don't object if the guy across the street owns many. Now, Sanders has voted for a ban on so-called semi-automatic assault weapons. Background checks. Run my information, check and see if I'm wanted that particular day, discard it. And for starters, you know, and I'm just going by what's in place. Now, I'm not, all of these things I'm talking about, licenses, background checks, all this other stuff, this is not me saying I agree with it. Okay? I'm just talking about what's in place today. If we're looking for a middle ground from this is the starting point. This is the starting point. Where we are, not where we should be. We get where we should be by taking the Second Amendment literally. That's, you know. Now, some might argue that, you know, like background checks 4473s don't include details about the make, model, serial number of the gun. Sanders voted for the background check. The background check system is a failure. All of these tap dancing in the blood incidents, or the high-profile grabbing shootings, they occur with a background check as part of the background. Nobody in the shooting community has a problem with others who don't care to own firearms. And the hoplophobes out there, those of you that are afraid of them, we don't necessarily not like you either. We don't understand you because we know that it's the same. You know, a gun is the same inanimate object as a fountain pen. It's going to do exactly what you tell it to do. This guy that shot this girl in San Francisco on the pier, he said he was using a stolen federal agent gun, and supposedly he unwrapped it and it just started going off. That's not the way guns operate. That was not a maximum overdrive gun from the movie where it shot itself. So, you know, this guy was pulling the trigger. He's lying through his illegal immigrant, alien, disease-carrying vector self. Can't say what I was thinking. I was about to go way off the deep end. Sanders is right about sensible debate because there is going to be sensible debate, but the gun grabbers do not bring sense to it. They don't bring common sense to it. They bring fear. They bring emotion. They are more willing to get out there and push the peace of mind, which is false, which they had in San Francisco, which they had in New Jersey, which they have in New York and Baltimore and all these other gun-grabbing places. They all have peace of mind until that moment when their life is done. Ask Carol Bounds. Just ask her. Sanders wants to discuss an issue involving a civil right, not a social privilege, and it should be treated as a civil right, not a social privilege. And all of those, you know, there is no other infringements on civil rights. Have you ever noticed that? None that they speak about, except for now, freedom of speech. I saw some politician get out there and said, freedom of speech only works in the church, and beyond that, it doesn't go very far. Gosh. Too bad it's too bad I'm the modern day pacifist, because I can see getting violent with some of these people. Coming up next, back from New Jersey, give us a little report on what's going on up there. Tim Knight, rolling in on hour number two. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.